This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The 1906 earthquake that set San Francisco afire and pretty much leveled Santa Rosa may be the most famous Templar in American history, but it wasn't the biggest. That distinction belongs to the New Madrid earthquakes. They were a series of four spread over 8 weeks, which rocked the tiny town of New Madrid, Missouri, 198 years ago this morning.
It's at the toe of Missouri, where the Mississippi goes down and swings around to the west and comes up again in a big loop and back down again. And at the top of the loop is the town of New Madrid, except that it's not where it was. The old town of New Madrid is either under the river or across the river in Kentucky. The epicenter was pretty close to there. They debate about that. Some say just across the river in Tennessee.
Santa Rosa writer Sally Watson spent several years researching the quakes and their effects for her newly published novel, set there and then, The Angry Earth. She was astonished by what she learned.
It was simply enormous. They figured the four biggest ones were up to 100 times bigger than our big one, between 8 and 9 anyway. They were felt more than 1,000 miles in northern Canada and in the Rockies and all over the eastern seaboard, and the Mississippi River flowed backwards.
The first Templar struck around 2 a.m., followed by a major aftershock a few hours later. Another major quake shook the region on January 23rd, and the fourth and strongest hit on February 7th of 1812. The area was sparsely populated, so casualties were few. In part, Watson suggests, because of the way the settlers had built their homes.
They were frame houses built over logs in the French style. Instead of the logs being laid horizontally, they were driven in vertically. And that's what saved them from more damage.
But Watson adds the damage to the town along the riverfront was enormous.
The town was on a plateau 20 feet above the river. And it sank right down to river level, and the river was flowing over the town in the wrong direction. A little town a few miles downriver called then Little Prairie was completely destroyed.
In the wake of all that destruction, some survivors simply left, heading for St. Louis or other towns thought to be safer. But it was midwinter, and travel was difficult, Watson notes, and many of the residents saw the cataclysm as the angry hand of God at work.
There was this comet that had been towering over the earth for most of the year. Very ominous it was. Who knew how far the hand of God went? Was it all over the earth? They had no communication with the outside world.
Even local accounts of the quakes and their aftermath were scattered, incomplete, and conflicting, so a lot of details have simply been lost to time. Aided in her efforts to recreate the scene by a sympathetic source at the local museum there, Watson says she built her story factually as much as possible, then reasoned out or invented the surrounding details during a lengthy writing process. But even at the end of that literary labor, she says, one thing remained constant for her.
I love earthquakes.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.